Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And you know, you look at yesterday's game against Trevor Bauer. On the one hand, you had base runners in six of the seven innings, but on the other hand, didn't have multiple base runners in any inning and only had one base runner get in a scoring position, as he once again did a good job against the Astros.
Yeah, we've struggled with him, certainly during my time here, but you know, he's an interesting pitcher because he's got high-end stuff. He doesn't usually locate, so he makes it tough on the hitter. He's just wild enough to be effective. He doesn't walk a ton of guys, but he doesn't pinpoint pitches to look for. It's an erratic style of pitching that's pretty effective when he can get you to chase a little bit, when he can make pitches at the right time. But he put it all together, had a good run last night. We really didn't offer too many innings where we had multiple runners on base, and that's a tough recipe for us.
One of the hits the Astros got in the game was Luis Valbuena had the double, the only extra base hit the Astros got, and seeing Valbuena make some hard contact, had the big single to start the big rally against Corey Kluber the other day, the game-tying home run in the ninth inning in the series previous against Seattle, so it looks like he's starting to break out of it a little bit.
Yeah, it's coming around, and he's using the whole field, which is a good sign, and he's got a little bit of hard luck, so the numbers are down. He went through a tough stretch where he was chasing pitches, so the numbers aren't great. But he's coming out of it, and he's a dangerous hitter. And we know when he gets hot, he can stay hot for a few series and really offer some power and some strength at the bottom of the order. So I hope that this is a sign of things to come. Most of the time when you see these guys come out of it, they get a few hits here and there, then they pop one. They start to feel a little bit better for themselves. They put together a good run of success.
A.J. Hinch makes his way to the mound, asks for the baseball as Dubinsky places it in his palm. What a game, once again, for Chris Dubinsky. No run support, though, as the Indians lead the Astros 2-0. We have two outs in the seventh. Runner on first as Pat Neshek comes in.
Meanwhile, Chris Dubinsky, another strong outing, and another outing in which he wasn't able to get a win, but did a really solid job getting into the seventh inning, giving up just the two runs.
Yeah, he continues to throw strikes fearlessly, and it's nice to watch him attack hitters. You know, he was at 70% strikes last night, over 100 and some pitches, so it's important for him to attack the strike zone. He's got multiple pitches. He's going to start spinning his breaking ball a little bit more, which will be key for him, but it's hard to argue the results that he's getting with the style that he's pitching. He's fearless. He leaves it all out on the field. He continues to give us a chance to win. We're gonna get some runs across the board for him eventually, but I'm really proud of the way he goes about it.
Meanwhile, looking ahead to the series against Boston after this, Lance McCullers threw a bullpen yesterday. Where do you plan on inserting him in the rotation?
He's going to pitch on Friday. Keuchel will pitch tomorrow. McCullers will slide in there on Friday. McHugh will get an extra day. Dubinsky will pitch on Sunday, and then we can reset things on Monday. Until I have a little bit more information about McCullers' health, you know, the performances of some of the guys at the other end with Fires and Pfister. You know, we need to get our guys up and running, and there'll be a little bit of a modified six-man for this first week until we're convinced that we don't have any health issues, that we don't have any recovery issues, and that we can start to pare down our rotation to five.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
May 11, 1999 was Sean Bergman's lucky night. Bergman beat the Pirates that fateful Tuesday night as the Astros tied a team record by scoring 19 runs. They also set a new team record with 10 doubles and won 19-8. No, Bergman did not pitch as well as Ken Johnson did for the Colt 45s when he no-hit the Reds but still lost 1-0. I suppose most pitchers would take the no-hit loss, but Bergman wasn't complaining. He actually pitched well for the first five innings, giving up only three runs. By that time, he probably found it hard to maintain his intensity as he was leading 14-3. Carl Everett had five RBIs in the game, and Jeff Bagwell and Ken Caminiti both had four. Believe it or not, the Astros didn't hit a single home run.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back, everybody, to Astro Launch. Steve Sparks here, and I'm with last night's starting pitcher, Chris Dubinsky. And Chris, you're doing a great job in the rotation, doing everything you could possibly do to keep your team in the game. You feel good about your outing so far?
Yeah, I felt good about it last night. Mm-hmm. You know, as I reflect on it, you know, there's some things to improve on, like always. You know, it's always, this game's about making adjustments and getting better. yeah, you know, trying to stay alive and fight in the rotation, you know. But you know, it's good to have a friendly competition between us, and you know, giving our team a chance to win every night.
When you reflect on things and you're thinking about adjustments right now, it's a little different in the big leagues because people have a lot more tape on you and have those scouting reports, don't they?
There's a lot more information up here, you know. Yeah. I mean, a lot more information on me, a lot more information on hitters, which I can use to my advantage, which is a good thing. You know, just getting settled in, you know, seeing guys' approaches and stuff for the first time is, you know, definitely something that I can learn and build off of.
We have a lot of fun watching your changeup. I mean, obviously a great weapon, and you can do a lot of different things with it. Tell the fans out there what you told me the other day when we were in Oakland. We were sitting in the dugout when you first noticed how effective a changeup could be when you were batting against a guy like that.
Oh, yeah. Back in my junior college days, I faced a guy who threw me about, you know, 8 straight changeups when I used to be a hitter and swung and missed right through him. You know, looked like a fool. Was a swing I'd probably never take ever again, you know. But, you know, after that, it was something when I stepped on the mound was if I could develop a pitch like that, you know, to make a hitter do and, you know, the way I felt. And, you know, something that I worked on and I learned it.
What's a couple of the keys for it? Obviously the grip, you want to feel like you can throw it as hard as you can.
Yeah, you know, grip and, you know, finger pressure sometimes, location, you know, just repeating, you know, delivery with, you know, making it look like a fastball and stuff, arm speed, all that good stuff.
Arm speed, sometimes on your changeup, you feel like you have even more arm speed than your fastball?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, yeah. It feels like I'm throwing it harder with my fastball, and then when it feels like that, it's really on, you know, so, yep. But, you know, gotta, you know, getting a lot of weak contact, weak hits with that, you know, so just gotta, you know, study these hitters more and figure out their approaches better.
Looks to me like, second and third time through the order, you're starting to mix in a few more breaking balls. That's just part of the adjustment stuff. It looks like some guys are trying to set on that changeup, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, there was, you know, I made an adjustment yesterday that I saw actually that worked to my advantage was throwing inside more. You know, keeping hitters honest. You know, not letting them dive out over the plate. And when I started doing that, I started to see more effect with that pitch. You know, and that'll lead to other things, even with my curveball. And, you know, my off-speed pitches, so good stuff.
This might be the obvious question, and I'm talking with Chris Devinsky. Biggest difference between the minor leagues and the major leagues? You guys have travel day today. You don't have to wake up in the morning like you did in the minor leagues. It's pretty cool to just jump on the bus and go right to the airplane, right?
Yeah. I mean, right after the game, you know, boom, boom, right there at the airport, which is pretty cool. So
good hotels, big cities.
Yeah, nice cities. You know, I'm big on exploring and, you know, checking out cities, meeting new people, you know, seeing. I'm looking forward to Boston, so it'd be cool.
Well, it's been a lot of fun to watch you so far. Good luck the rest of the year, and we'll catch up with you a little later on. Chris Devinsky.
All right, thank you very much. Go Astros.
Visit astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at astros.com/radio.